Hello, friends, and even the people sitting in the back row. Welcome to another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast. Today, usually I'd give you a little rundown on what we've spoken about on the episode, but instead, today, I'm going to give you a rundown on one of my favourite comedians, Tom Segura. He has announced he is finally coming to Australia. He's had two attempts to come before, which he's had to unfortunately cancel, but it is all locked in. It's good to go. Tom will be in Australia next year, January. He will be at the Palais Theatre in Melbourne, Friday, 17th of January. He will be at the QPAC Concert Hall in Brisbane on the 18th of January. He will be at State Theatre Sydney, 20th of January. He will also be in the Astor Theatre in Perth on the 22nd of January. So get in and get your tickets before they all sell out. If you listen to the podcast, I highly recommend listening to the podcast with him and his wife, Christina P. It's called Your Mum's House. It's hilarious. He's a bit of a sicko. But if you've seen his specials on Netflix, you already know that. So get in and get your tickets before they're all sold out. Anyway, I hope you enjoy today's episode. So kick back, relax, and enjoy. Yes, we're on.
Morning.
Hey, buddy.
How you going?
A lot better now.
I've had some sleep. I've had some time to stew over people who watch free-to-air TV more than they watch the TV that they pay for.
You're okay now?
No.
You can handle it?
I still don't like it. But what can you do? People are shit. I don't like people.
I don't think you're giving too much money to Foxtel.
Probably am. I actually forgot to ask. It'll be over $100 being two boxes.
I reckon you can have that bill for sure.
Being two boxes, it's definitely over $100. It's gotta be. Don't really have much to talk about today.
No?
I do have a story.
Come on.
I bet my mate.
Hey Siri.
My mountain biking accident.
Fuck up, Siri.
I'm here.
But. Whoa!
And listen to a conversation.
Siri's listening in, I'm telling you. I told you. Siri just kicks up by itself and is like,
that
fuck
is
yeah. I want to be
really rude.
Shout out to Siri trying to join the podcast. Nice work.
Yeah, she said I'm here.
I think today being Wednesday. No, yeah. I'm not sure for another episode.
Okay. Yeah, today being Wednesday.
It's not that funny. It's not that exciting. It's just a story.
Mm.
Nothing exciting. But I reckon we can go through being a Wednesday. Let's have a news rant.
All right, let's hear it.
What do we got? Whoa! Breaking news. Impeachment bid launched against Donald Trump. Leave him alone.
What does that mean, impeachment bid?
They're going to try and have him sacked.
Oh, come on, man. Everyone loves him. Secretly loves him.
What I find funny is the opinion of, like, you know, you get a handful of people going, oh, Trump's terrible. He does this, he does that. It's like, is he really, though? Do you live in America? Canada doesn't count.
No. Canada's shit.
Mexico doesn't count.
No. Australia doesn't count.
Because, as you know, I'm a big fan of podcasts. I listen to quite a few podcasts.
All day, apparently.
And excuse the noise, I'm just chewing my protein bar. Shout out 7-Eleven. Fucking chocolate mint is amazing. But they don't mind it. It's like any world leader of a country. It's, to me, it's like a job like the police. It's a...
You're going
to
get hated.
It's a shit, thankless job.
Mm.
And once in a blue moon, you'll have 1 out of 500 people go, thank you very much. That's what I mean, like with police. Everyone goes on, oh, I hate the fucking... Fuck that. I would not be a police officer. Mm. What a hard, thankless fucking... Not that you do job for the thanks. You do it for the money.
I do it for the things.
But...
I never get it. Fucked up.
The way you're here. There's the door. Off you go.
It's open too. I feel like running out of there.
Put your pants back on, Ron. You can't walk out naked. Get back here.
Fuck that.
What's the saying? Oh, yeah. Donald Trump. Job. Mm. Police. Trump. Politicians.
It's a hated job. You're going to get hated bad.
And I don't think... Why don't you take this country, for example? When we had Kevin Rudd come in, everyone's like, oh, yeah, guy for the people. He's fun. He's on TV. Goes on Rove. He has a laugh.
Doesn't he?
He used to go on Rove. He used to go on Sunrise. But this was all before he became Prime Minister.
Then he became
Everyone knew who... There we go. See, everyone knew who he was. Everyone enjoyed him. Then he became Prime Minister. And for a while there...
I didn't enjoy him.
For a while there, people were like, oh, yeah, he's a good Prime Minister. He's a good Prime Minister. And then...
Kevin 07.
Then the ego started. Then the ego kicked in. The Kevin 07 campaign. The ego. And then everyone was like, fuck Kevin Rudd.
What about the other one?
To a point Gillard. That... Yeah, see, I never liked Gillard.
Hmm.
I don't really know how politics works. I don't like to get political, but...
Do you get all them political conversations? You know how you're having a...
Yeah, like we're having now. Like, we just, you know, look at the news, saw a Trump headline, oh, shit, now we're talking about politics, Australian politics. But I don't know exactly how it works, but I don't like... Like, the way Kevin Rudd was put out by his deputy, like, that went round behind the back, and instead of just going in behind closed doors and saying, hey, look...
You're a shit cunt.
We're in trouble. Don't go around to all the other people first and say, hey.
Well, didn't that happen to the other bloke, the recent one? What's his name?
Abbott?
No.
ScoMo?
No, before him. What's his name? Turnbull.
Oh.
Fucking Malcolm.
Malcolm? Yeah. Yeah, ScoMo did that.
Mm. But, well... What the other bloke is going to take over? Fellow.
No idea. I try not to pay attention too much to politics. When they announce there's an election coming up, I see how they campaign. That's when I pay attention.
Oh, man, don't even. It's all lies.
Because...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I do it for the entertainment. I want to see who's more entertaining with it. I want someone... Do you remember... I forget who it was. It was that Mark Latham, when he was the Labor leader, and he was coming up against John Howard at an election. And they had this meeting, and he came out with the most aggressive handshake towards John Howard. Matty, look that up. Look that up. See if we can show Ron. And he was a dickhead. But it was entertaining. He was such fun to watch on that campaign. It was the freak show, the Mike Tyson effect.
Oh,
that we've spoken about before. Yeah. Everyone's turning up going, oh, what's going to happen next? And for me, that's what I want to see with campaigning. It's who's going to entertain me the most? But I'm also one of those people that believe... Do you vote?
Yeah. I'm not the type of vote.
Are you yes? Or are you yeah?
I don't get into it. Because I'm fucking bullshit. Because you know, they'll say something, get voted in, and not even act on it.
Because what I don't like is people that complain about someone being Prime Minister, when they didn't vote at all. They turn up to a ballot box, they get their name marked off, get the piece of paper, don't mark it, put it in, walk away. It's like...
And not even put anything on it,
Well, say two people run for prime ministership, someone's on, you know, 20,000 votes, and the other person's on 19,999. And that one person that's complaining is that one that put that fucking ballot paper in empty. It's like, well, you could have changed something there, mate. Mm. Not that it probably would happen.
But it could.
You just never know. You'd, I just don't like...
What's next on the news?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find this handshake because it's funny. It is so funny. After he left, I actually sort of missed John Howard when Kevin Rudd and all them took over.
Is that who was after Howard?
Yeah.
Rudd?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But none in between?
John Howard was there for a long time, and people complained and carried on about him. And once he left, and Kevin Rudd's first 12 months or so came along, oh boy, were people going...
Made a mistake here.
I think we might have got this call wrong.
And that was it.
Because it got into all the immigrant stuff, how the boat people were getting in here, and because that was the difference between Howard and Rudd's leadership. Was John Howard said, hang on, we've got a little group in the military called the SAS. They're sitting over in Swanburn in Western Australia just training. They're not getting involved in anything. How about they earn their money?
Give them some work.
So he put them in the boats, and they were going out stopping boat people. And they weren't just doing the beep beep, oh, can you turn your boat around? No, they were unloading 50 caliber rounds out of a machine gun at the front of a boat, telling them to turn around. If they don't, the next few rounds were going into the boat.
There's a torpedo coming your way.
And quick, smart, when they see the size... Have you ever seen a 50 caliber bullet?
Not in real life, no.
I've got one at home. It's a dead round. It's been fired before.
They're what is it?
That big. And about that much of it is the shell. So you've got a round that's about that fucking long by about yay round.
Really?
That's why...
That's like 100 mil long.
That's when they hit people or animals, that's why everything turns into a pink mist. They're full metal jacket rounds. They are there to destroy. The 50 caliber rifle was actually first initially brought, like, created to bring down planes. And then someone went,
we'll try this on a human.
We don't like this politician fella. What do you reckon we take him out? Because, you know,
with a 50 caliber.
With one of these rounds, you know, it might not be good enough, but if we bring in the big boy, we know he's done. So, and that's been things got nasty with assassinations for a while there. People being assassinated with 50 caliber rifles. Yeah, well, shit was being splattered everywhere. All right. What else are we? Sports life.
Is that what Kennedy went down with?
Nah. No, I actually don't think the 50 cal rifle was around in the
60s. Okay.
Remember that? I think that was 63. I think my mum was only 1 or 2 years old when that happened.
What's the news?
Have you seen the cleaned up footage of that? Someone did a thing where they cleaned up the footage. Oh yeah, it wasn't nice. And I know it's all in a panic moment, but the wife sitting next to him, Jackie, when she's leaning over the back, like, you sort of see his head sort of jolt. That's the first shot. That first shot actually hit him in the neck, and he sort of stuttered. And as he started to go down, the second shot came and hit him like here.
Mm.
Part of the scalp flies off.
Really?
And landed on the back of the car. And you actually see it in the footage, but I remember seeing an interview with from the famous footage where that bodyguard runs up behind and jumps on the back of the car. He recalls looking at Jackie Onassis, or Jackie Kennedy, whatever you want to call her, as she's trying to scramble out of the car, she puts her hand on that bit of scalp.
Oh, yeah.
And he reckons it took up the entire palm of his hand. So that's what makes me think, why did they bother trying to just get him to hospital and, you know...
Well, that's what you do,
they got him to hospital and they were trying to revive him. He was dead. He was missing half his fucking skull. You don't get half your brains blown out and splattered all over Dallas, Texas, and you're still alive. He was dead that moment that second round hit him.
Can we talk about a happier topic?
No.
Come on, man.
I love it.
It's Wednesday morning. It's still a shit day.
And I still think there was two shooters.
I don't know much about it. I call it three shooters. One miss.
What do we got? Sports like Philadelphia Hero goes viral for savage roasting.
No, don't care. Next.
I mean, you know what? I think you find a news article.
Alright, done.
See if you can find something.
It's almost time to go.
No, it came late. The most Philly soundbite goes to this guy who helped catch children throwing from a window during a fire. Oh, this will be a payout of the NFL.
This is something I'm interested in. Not majorly, but I'm interested.
Hang on.
You know, screaming at his kids was in there and things like that. So I ran to the back door, see if it was open, and it was. I ran upstairs, and then I was greeted with smoke. Ran back downstairs. By that time, the ladder truck was closed up, and ironically, being one of my old co-workers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down on my mansion, started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
There's a guy who plays for Philadelphia in the NFL, and I know the sports media has been all over him because he's getting open to receive a pass, and he's dropping everything.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's like, oh, and he was catching the babies. I like Aguilar. But what do you got?
There could be a rate cut today. Oh, next week.
Not interested.
Interested.
Not maybe. Interested.
What else we got? What the fuck? Researchers.
Have we got Miley? Miley and her girlfriend have split after a month.
Oh, well, going back to that other bloke?
Oh, I hope not.
Researchers strapped a nail gun to an autonomous drone. Imagine that shit.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few things with drones. I'm surprised it's taken this long for people to start doing this sort of shit with drones. Yeah. Oh, teacher caught naked in bed with student. A dance teacher will spend 26 years behind bars after she was caught naked in bed with a 50-year-old. Who caught her? Did someone double her in? Because I'm telling you what, if I was a 50, I remember there was a teacher at my high school, Mrs. McKenzie. Well, sorry, not Mrs. Miss McKenzie. She was gorgeous. She was one of the sports teachers. She was tanned all over. Beautiful smile. Just all around good looking woman. And I'm telling you what, if when I was a 16-year-old boy in high school, if she had been one of those prowlers, one of those that preys upon the high school student, I'm telling you what, if she got me in a bed, she'd probably go to jail too, because I'd be telling everyone.
You'd be interested in, you know, Jessica Power on Married at First Sight. Look, she's on the news.
Jessica Power says she owns 4 vibrators. Video, prove it. Go on. She can pull them up and show pictures. Yeah, fair enough.
A demonstration?
That's right. Prove that they really work. Show us.
It could be fake.
Show us.
I like the astronomy stuff in the news. That's pretty cool. I like that sort of shit.
I don't mind astronomy because it leads to aliens.
Well, we got to go.
There's life on Mars. Well, according to David Bowie.
I don't think.
Do you think we are the only life forms?
No. I think definitely think something else out there. Definitely.
Oh, we can get more into this.
But I don't think it's on Mars.
And we'll take a short break and we'll be back.
Bye.
And we're back.
Hello.
It's a Mario Kart on the iPhone.
Mm.
So I've been waiting for like the last 2 months for it. I did that pre-order sort of thing. It's free. But I've done the where your name becomes available for you as soon as it's released.
Really?
I get up this morning, we walk the dogs, get back, go sit down, have a coffee and a smoke, and I get this notification flash across the screen as I'm about to open up the news. It's like, oh, Mario Kart! Fuck yeah! So excited, open it up, it loads up to 12% and then it says it's under maintenance. motherfuckers.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I hope they do it like you used to be able to play it normally. Because they done Mario Brothers, but it's not Mario Brothers. It's Mario Run. So it's like just this game where Mario automatically runs forward. You can't go backwards.
Remember that game, Temple Run? That's where the monkeys chase you? It's like that, is it?
Yes, it is exactly like that.
That's shit.
It's stupid. Absolutely fucking stupid. What was your first game console?
PlayStation 1, but I'm pretty sure I had... Oh, no, I did. I had a Sega.
Ooh. Mm. Well, so you've had the best of both worlds.
Is it?
Sort of. Well, growing up, I always remember everyone had a Nintendo or a Sega, and I had the Atari 2600.
I don't think I've seen Atari. That's before my time. I just missed out.
You can still buy them in some places, but they
they're not cheap, eh?
The Atari 2600, the one that I had, I saw one on eBay ages ago. Because I used to like, there was a game called River Raid, and I didn't have it for very long. Because Mum got me the Atari for my birthday when I was, what was I? I was in grade 3 or 4. So how old does that make you?
I don't know, 7-ish, 6, under 10. I'm sure it's under 10. It's got to be under 10.
I was 10 years old in grade 5. So about 8 or 9.
Mm.
And yeah, because I was always jealous that, you know, my youngest uncle is only 2 years older than me. He had a Nintendo and he had AFL on it. And I was always jealous that he had one of those. He had Mike Tyson's knockout.
You wanted it.
I wanted a game console as well.
You were going to knock him out for it.
And so Mum being raising me as a single mum, you know, she squared away money, she got me one. But I can't remember now if it was for my birthday or I'm pretty sure it was for her birthday, not Christmas. But I finally got it, and it had this River Raid, it had Summer Games, which was like the Olympics, which that was a lot of fun.
She kept saving up money to send you out of bail, get you out of bail. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, as a 9-year-old, I was spending a lot of time in jail. Oh, mate, I've got a lot of funny memories from when I was a kid. But, yeah, so she got me this Atari 2600, and it had one of these ones that had like a trillion games on one cartridge, and but River Raid was its own one. And I was playing it, and I'm pretty sure it was my youngest uncle came and stayed over our place for a weekend. He went and played it, and River Raid never worked after that.
Broken motherfucker.
Well, I don't know if he broke it. So
he broke it.
You know, I can't go, oh well, what a fucking jerk, he broke my game. I don't know.
Who's the last one to use it?
Or maybe he did, and I was so traumatised, I've blacked it out.
I reckon he did.
But, yeah, and I got curious, like, a couple of years ago, I'm like, I wonder if you can still buy Ataris and get River Raid, because I thought, I'd like to get it.
They're collector's item now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like an Atari?
And I'm pretty sure I found River Raid, and it was like $100 for the cartridge. And the Atari was something like $600 or $700. I'm like,
really?
I get a fucking PlayStation for that brand price. New PlayStation.
Wow.
But one of my other memories, like, that was, I got that when I was living in an area called up in Rockhampton called Lakes. The suburb was Lakes Creek. And I remember we had the show come through town, you know, like the Ecker and stuff like that. We had that come through. And I got the Nightmare on Elm Street show bag. Excuse me. Yeah, got the Nightmare on Elm Street show bag. And it came with a little plastic mask, you know, with the little tiny rubber strap at the back.
Yeah.
And it came with the plastic hat. Came with the little replica hand, like the knife hand. Excuse me. And then it came with a poster. And I remember getting home, playing with all this stuff. And then I rolled out the poster. And even in the middle of the day, and I was like, oh, I don't like this. So I remember leaving it in the cupboard in my room. So I go to school the next day. And I come back, have my afternoon tea, and watch Ninja Turtles and do my homework.
Homework?
And then,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it didn't last too long.
No.
No, I used to do homework back then.
No, you didn't.
And I wasn't very good at it. Clearly, I work here.
Yeah.
Don't you laugh? You're working. No, I mean, you're working here too. I go into my room, and there's the poster up on the wall.
Someone put it up.
Not someone, my mother. And I swear she knew what she was doing. Now, that's the wall there. My bed was next to it. Like, this little section here, that's where my head rested. That was the pillow. Mm. The poster sat
right above
there. And he's sitting there with the menacing look going. And everywhere you moved in that room,
it's looking at
it looked like the eyes were following you. So I'd sit there, Mum would tuck me in and give me a kiss on the head goodnight. And
really? You would have ripped it off by then.
She'd go to leave the room. And I had a nightlight. So that didn't help. So she turned the room off. And here's this little light on the opposite side of the room in the corner.
Glowing on this poster.
Just glowing, just enough to make it. And I sat there. As soon as Mum closed that door, I'm out of the bed. I take the poster down. I hide it under my toy box. Go to school. Come back next day. There it is again. Put it up on the fucking wall.
Really?
I don't know if she deliberately wanted to terrify me. But fuck, I tell you, it worked. I eventually ripped it. I was like, oh, whoops. Damn it. Oh, damn. It's
can't
broken.
Hang it up anymore. Far out. I love that poster.
Mum asked me what happened, and I told her that I was trying to move it and I accidentally ripped it and I didn't want to get in trouble for ripping it. She then proceeded to tell me, don't worry, she found some sticky tape and fixed it back up
for me.
She fixed it back up for me.
Next day,
oh, bless her. Bless her little cotton socks.
That's good.
God. What else? Oh.
So this little bloke's been naughty, I'm going to hang it up.
What else do I remember? Where we lived in Lake Creek, there was a lot of bushland behind us too. And with a creek, we had floods in 91, and the flood water came up about 10 metres away from our back doorstep.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that's how it came up a fair way, because the Fitzroy River...
Yeah, how far away is it?
...was still a fair bit away.
Sure.
So, actually, I've never thought of Google mapping that, actually, because, you know, my memories of that area are only from when I was little. So it probably could have been, like, 500 metres for all I know. But, yeah, we had all this bushland. And Mum sent me to the shops one day, and I was riding my bike through the bushland thing, because on the other side of the bushland was the All Blacks Rugby League team. They had their rugby league field there. And Lake Creek Road, the main road through that suburb, was always occupied by cattle trucks and just a lot of council trucks and stuff like that. And then there was the fish and chip shop. And I went to the shop there, and what was it? I think I was getting just some bread and milk. She shuffled me off there, and I was riding back. I think I was with I was with a childhood friend, Carrot Casey. He was riding with me, and we were coming back. And I forget why, but we both sort of stopped for a second. Then out of nowhere, from up above, a fucking snake fell and landed smack bang on my handlebar.
What the fuck?
And we both sort of froze for a second, and then it curled itself around the handlebar, so I just dropped the bike and ran and screamed. Ah! Ah!
Like you're going to sleep and you see the poster.
Ran all the way back. Nearly got there, had to go back.
It's still on your bike.
Got halfway back. I could see my bike. I could see the snake still on my bike because I dropped the fucking bread and milk, didn't I? So I had to pick them up, and I went back and I was telling Mum that, I lost my bike.
The bread and milk is gone.
I told her that I lost my bike because I was too scared to go get it. She marched me and made me... She stood at the back door and made me go get it. She watched me. And I tried telling her that there was a fucking snake.
She didn't care. And
she didn't care. Because it was my bike, I didn't pay for it. Someone else did. Oh.
So what happened? How did you get it off?
By the time, eventually...
You got the nearest nuclear bomb.
I swear what takes about 60 seconds to walk to... took me about 20 minutes because I'd take step by step because I'm thinking, oh man, because we used to see snakes around there all the time.
Really?
Yeah. See snakes, cane toad, because that's why the snakes were there, because of the cane toads. They're after the cane toads.
Fuck that, snake.
But, no, snakes are alright. Just don't fuck with them, they won't fuck with you.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's like even those Black Mambas now. They, you see a lot of these
what?
Black Mambas.
Fuck that, Bob's neck.
Jesus. Young Ron, bring it up. Google on your phone, Black Mamba.
Mamba.
M-A-M-B-A.
I'm not from around here.
They're up. Neither are they. They're
from
African.
African? Yeah, everything's in fucking Africa.
That's right.
It's not even black, it's grey.
Oh.
Extremely venomous snake.
It's one of the world's most venomous and the most highly one of the most highly aggressive snakes. I remember watching when Steve Irwin was still alive. He had a TV show and he was over in South Africa.
Second longest venomous snake after King Cobra.
They got word that one had gone into someone's house. And so, you know, the little African clay hut sort of house things.
Light on fire.
So they just, no, we don't want to go in there. Steve proceeds to go in and then sees it's a black mamba.
With his little shorts on.
And it stops trying to climb up this wall. It literally just stops, and then he stops, and he turns to the camera, and you can see the sweat just start building up
really?
All over his face. He was shitting himself.
Did he know what kind of snake was in there?
Once he saw it, he knew what it was.
Before
and that's what
he
was like. Well, they said they think it might be a mamba, they're not sure.
Okay. Fuck that.
Oh!
Hey, them spiders. Fuck, I can't stand them.
Not a fan of spiders.
No.
Huntsmen. Huntsmen creep me out. Daddy Longlegs I can look at. Daddy Longlegs can walk on me and I'd be like...
No.
Oh, there's old Frank. Old Carlos.
Charlotte. Charlotte's Web.
Ah, fuck that spider. What a smart ass. Look at all the stunts that I can
do. It's a pretty fancy spider.
You know why? Because it's high. Only spiders high on drugs fucking make fancy shit like that. That's what we do.
You have big spiders up there?
Have I ever picked them up?
No, you get big ones up there. Rockhampton.
Not really. Oh, you'll find some areas around Rockhampton, in some bush areas, you'll find the bird-eating spiders.
You ever seen? No such thing.
You ever seen one of those?
Not in real life, no.
They're related
Don't
to
want
the,
no.
They're related to the tarantula.
Yeah, right.
So that, if you've ever seen a tarantula on TV, it gives you a rough idea about how big they are.
Because
they're not called bird-eating spiders for no fucking reason.
They're not the size of a redback.
Oh, no. I've been bitten by a redback.
Have you?
A male redback, though. And I knew it was the male redback because I didn't die.
Are they the venomous ones?
Yeah, it's the female ones that you got to worry about. The males, they give you a bit of a bite. Make
typical
it,
female. You're always going to be worried about them.
God bless them. They try. Women try. That's all you can ask.
Huh.
That's all you can ask.
I'm fucking getting cold in here.
Is what a woman would say.
It's getting cold in here.
Yeah. That's what a woman would say.
Not if I was around, I wouldn't.
What would a man say? Man would say,
then I wouldn't know
fucking
I'm gonna have to talk.
Turn the temperature down.
It's in a fucking closed box. Can't touch it.
Who was it? I know someone had the key for it. I went and got a copy of the key made.
Really?
Yeah. So they used to come in the afternoon shift and change it.
It's fucking freezing. It's not even the sun now.
The day Eddie tore strips off Dane Swan. The Aussie. Liz Cambage is making some noise in the WNBA playoffs as she sledges her rivals and compares herself to some of the best players in history. I'm Shaq, but I shoot better.
You're Shad.
Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal. You know who Shaquille O'Neal is, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're killing me here, Ron. You're killing me. Good God.
Hang on, let me Google it. Boy or girl. What's her name?
Her name is Liz Cambage. Yeah. She reckons she's like Shaq, but better. You need to Google Shaq?
I do.
Put Shaquille, S-H-A-Q. S-H-A-Q?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
U-I.
Oh, yeah, it's O'Neal, the black blue. I know him. I've seen him around. Not locally, of course.
He's also a cop.
Really?
Like, he's some sort of... I forget how it works. Like, he can arrest people, but he's not... He doesn't, like your everyday boys in blue. Like, he doesn't walk around in a uniform all day. I forget how it works, but... He started off as a, like...
I'm fucking freezing. I'm in a jumper soon.
Oh, fucking typical. Here we go for the weed smokers, weed lovers.
What's happened?
Possessing and growing weed for personal use could soon be legal in... Where do you think? Let's have a guess. It's a capital.
So it's in Australia.
It's a capital city.
So it's a city. It's not a state.
No, not a state.
Really?
But the city.
That's fucking stupid.
It's the capital. So think of all your state capitals.
Which one's the most... It's not Brisbane. Don't tell us Brisbane. Fucking Bogans everywhere. No. Is it Brisbane?
Good. It's not Brisbane.
It might be Sydney, eh? Is it?
No, it's fucking Canberra.
Oh, what the fuck.
Where all the politicians who go, no, 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 we don't want to make weed... The most... Oh, actually, no. It's now, I think from what I was listening to the other day... Well, in the States anyway, it's now the second least dangerous drug on Earth. They're now finding psilocybin, mushrooms. They're using it for returned soldiers from Afghanistan for PTSD treatment, for people who suffer...
Magic mushroom.
Yeah. They're using it to help treat anxiety, depression, PTSD.
Doesn't it give you hallucinations?
It opens up... I want to try them. Because I've never had them, so I can't really comment on them.
I'll Google it. What does that magic mushroom do? I'm Googling. Hang on.
You can Google it, but it's not the same thing as knowing and feeling.
Let me Google it.
That's like, you can...
Doesn't it hallucinate? Like, you think there's... I don't know.
Acid does that.
Does it? Have you had it?
That's another one I haven't had. That's one I've told I shouldn't have. My dearest friend... Has warned me, nah, you probably shouldn't with the way your brain works.
Shrooms can make you feel good. Yeah, it is it's a hallucinogenic. For acting on neutral highways in the brain.
I've been told highs from it can last about anywhere from 10 minutes to about half an hour. So that's not bad. So I did
There's evidence that... There's evidence that tripping on magic mushrooms could actually free the mind.
Don't you want your mind to be more free? I'm not saying that you should go and do mushrooms. Like, you're a fucking adult. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But don't you like the idea of having a free mind?
Not being in control of my mind.
Not having... not worrying about... Not letting so much get to you that you're going to worry all the time.
I don't have worries. Things don't really worry me.
Really?
Yeah, no. Serious things do, but I don't have serious things to worry about yet. Carefree.
See, someone was talking to me the other day about it. And with some of the drugs that I've tried... Not that I was seeing it at the time, but I look at it now and go, it's either one of my kids. Not that any child, it's probably very rare that a child's going to come up to a parent and say, hey, look, I'm thinking of trying weed.
Yeah, they won't do it.
There'd be some. I actually know a few that used to, back when I was in high school, used to do drugs with their parents.
Really?
Yeah, like smoke weed and stuff like that. So I imagine they were the sort of kids that said, hey, can I try? But yeah, so I look at it now as that if by chance any of my kids came in and said, hey Dad, we're thinking of trying ecstasy or I'm thinking of trying
shroom
coke or I'm trying weed, I can then have a valid opinion because I know what they've done. Because I've done them before, so
you know, I can give a better perspective and warn them. And, you know...
Would you let them try it?
See, that's a hard one because...
They're probably going to go do it behind you anyway, like if you say no.
That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to say to them, look, wait till you're an adult. Wait till you're an adult because it is shown that weed, like, a lot of those drugs at a young age can slow down the, what's it called, with the brain development. It can slow it down so it doesn't fully develop to what it could be. So when you're an adult, your frontal lobe is more developed than, like, at 20 years of age, your frontal lobe is more developed than you were when you were 16, 17. You're capable of making smarter decisions.
Right.
So, I sort of want to say, look, you know, I know you want to do it. I know you want to try this. I know you want to try that. But maybe just hold off until you're old enough to walk into a pub and buy alcohol without any ID.
So 18.
So at least wait till then. Because you're going to be smarter at 18 than you were at 16.
You'd hope.
In my case, probably not.
When did you first try it?
I was more focused. I think, even now, I think 21 years on, I was more focused when I was 16 than I am now.
You're more focused then?
More focused then.
That's because, what I'm saying.
Because I had sport. Like
when did you first try them? And what was your first run? Obviously marijuana. Really? Cocaine.
No, I smoked, puffed on a little pipe every now and then, like one of those.
At what age?
I'd say...
How old am I? 37, so about 30 years ago?
15, 16.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't like having big bong sessions or, you know, sitting there... I did have one once, and holy fuck, I did not fare well, I'll be honest. I greened out.
A big bong session.
Do you know what the term green out means?
You had too much?
Yeah, the weed doesn't really agree with you, and you...
Oh, no.
Mate, that was a terrible experience. I was... went around with a friend, Bruce, and there was another friend that I used to play football against, but we went to the same school. Yeah, it was Bruce.
So essentially, Troy, you can't overdose on marijuana.
No, you don't. Marijuana doesn't kill you.
It's not going to kill you. No. But if you have too much, it affects.
No, it's not even too much. Like, you could literally. I know of people that have sat there and had one cone. And just like, nope, it does not agree.
Hmm.
It's just the.
That'd be me.
You never know. You could be fucking the old Pablo Escobar. You could just sit there puffing joints. Hey, pendejo. But yeah, we sat there for about 4 hours.
Really?
Just passing the bong along and line. So there was four of us plus Bruce's neighbour. And then I told my mum that I was staying over at a mate's place that lived just down the road.
Because you found the smoke coming out the windows?
No, because I was probably about a K or two away having this session at Bruce's.
You probably still see the smoke.
Probably. This room was so fucking smoky, yeah. I genuinely believe Cheech and Chong would walk in and go, fucking nice effort, boys. Nice effort. But, yeah, so I decided, oh, shit, I'm going to leave. I thought, yeah, no, that'll do for me. I'm done. I'm out. And I was fine. I got up, grabbed my wallet and, well, didn't have a phone back then. Grabbed my wallet and I had something. Oh, I had a little bag. I had a jumper in it because I remember it was winter. Anyway, I go to get my bike and I was so fucking high. I sort of, because the cool air hit me and I was just like, holy fuck, I am high. And I knew straight away, I'd never been that high before because, you know, I'd have the occasional puff of the joint at school or whatever. And so you just get that little tiny little weed buzz going while you're in class. You're sitting there like, am I high? high?
Is that Google?
I don't know if I'm high. Am I high? How high am I? You know, I'd be asking. It's like, there was another guy called Tame Sapphire. He would come, his eyes were redder than the devil's dick. That's how high he'd come in. And you sort of sit there and you just look at him.
And then he's probably thinking, no one can notice.
And you'd see him sit there looking like he's about to go to sleep. And he sort of looks over and then he'd just start laughing. But back to the story, I went to get my bike, and that's when I'm like, holy fuck, I've never been this baked in my life. And I'm having a little giggle to myself, because we just spent about 3 hours, just pass a bong along, giggle, get the bong, smoke, pass along, giggle. Like, we're just laughing our fucking asses off. And I slipped over, because...
To pick the bike up?
Yeah, because the grass was wet. There was a little bit of, like, clay sort of mud. And you know how that clay, muddy shit
slippery.
Gets a little bit slippery when it's wet? Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, fuck.
But it wasn't slippery.
No, it was.
It was dry.
It was earlier in the day. Oh, earlier in the evening when we started. But from where he lived to my place, it was probably about a 10-minute ride. This 10-minute ride...
Took 10 days.
I fucking tell you, it felt like 10 days. I'm not kidding. It took... bit over an hour, because I'd ride along and I'd be staring at my legs going, why aren't they working? Why aren't they going fast? And so I'd get off, and I remember I'd get off the bike and I'd be looking at my feet and I'd be looking at the bike wondering what's wrong with the bike. So I'd walk for a bit and I'd get back on the bike, and then a lot of people know that the dreaded dries, they kicked in. My mouth was so dry. I was trying to chew. You know how when you get an itchy tongue, something like that, and you just scratch it on the inside of your teeth and it does that little bit of moisture? I wasn't getting that, and I was getting desperate. And I got about another 15 minutes into this ride, not making very much fucking progress. And the cemetery, I could see the taps that were along the cemetery, and I'm like, oh, I was so desperate.
They didn't have a tap on it.
Had no handles. And I'm getting so fucking desperate. I'm like, oh. And from there, it's probably about another 3-minute fucking ride from there. That still took me another 15, 20 minutes to get from there to home. So I finally get home. I go up the back stairs, because we had an outdoor toilet at the top of the stairs out on the outside of the house. And I sort of, oh, I thought I needed to go to the toilet. No, I don't need to go to the toilet. I'm just going to go to bed. I walk past, and I can see Mum sitting in the lounge room. She's on the phone or something. She's like, oh, hang on. Matt's come home from his friend's place. He was supposed to be staying over. Something must be wrong. So I'm like, and so, I'm back. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And I'm laying in bed. And I'm like, fuck, I need to piss. So I get up, walk to the toilet. I'm standing there. I get about 2 squirts of piss in. And I'm like, I looked down at my dick and I'm like, what? Fuck's wrong? And I just start spewing, and I lose my legs. My legs go out from underneath. I was Shrek. I can't feel my legs. I was major pain. I can't feel my legs.
What the hell?
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm smelling vomit and weed. So, and then I'm going.
Oh man.
Eventually, I spend about 20 minutes in there throwing up. I walk out. Mum's like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I say to her, Matt's uncle was smoking a cigar and it smelled funny.
Now you feel sick from it.
And then I slept for about 14 fucking hours after that. Greatest sleep I've ever had. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there we go, folks. That's another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast done. I hope you enjoyed it. Earlier in the intro, I forgot to mention, with comedian Tom Segura coming to Australia, 4 tickets, they're exclusively being sold through livenation.com. So remember to get your tickets on livenation.com before they run out, and they will sell out pretty quick. Anyway, remember, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and remember, guys, find the page on Facebook and Instagram and give us a like, pass us around. Also, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor FM, and almost everywhere where podcasts are released now. And remembering that if you listen to us through Anchor FM app, you can leave us a voice message. Remember to leave us that voice message and we'll play it on the show and we'll answer any questions that you have. So once again, thanks for joining. Hope you enjoyed. We out. This episode of the Lunchtime Podcast was brought to you by Anchor FM and the fantastic Mr. Matt.